Rat Pack, where you at?
Hey, what's going on? It's Tuesday, December 17th. I'm Jeff. This is The Rant. Well then, fantasy football semifinals. Some moving pieces out there. Of course, we have an interesting waiver wire due to those moving pieces. I'll give you the top 10 waiver ads of the week on the podcast today. It's a pretty light week overall when it comes to waivers. It's not like I have a list of 50 different options this week. I mean, this is how it goes by the time you get to this point in the season. And I did want to give at least a little bit of advice when it comes to how to operate on waivers this week. It's different than in previous weeks, so we'll get to that for you as well. Did want to briefly tie a bow on last week with what we saw on Monday Night Football, the two games, neither of which were entertaining. I mean, at least Minnesota put some points on the board. It wasn't an explosion, obviously, if you had Sam Darnold. Last week was a whole heck of a lot better than this week. Just 231 and one. The one went to Jefferson. Jefferson could have had two in this game, had an uncharacteristic drop, but still 7 for 73 and a touchdown is just fine. Addison was decent, 7 for 63. Aaron Jones was decent, goes up over 100 scrimmage yards in this contest, 106 on 20 touches, scores a touchdown. The other side was ugly. I mean, at least we got the Keenan Allen garbage time touchdown. I'm not going to call Caleb Williams a bust. I know that's going around a lot right now. I think that's an overreaction. I think he's a rookie quarterback. And when we look back at the numbers, it's not a terrible rookie season. I know the expectations are very lofty for the former Heisman Trophy winner, the number one overall pick as well. I mean, it wasn't a great season. It hasn't been a great season. We'll see what happens going forward. Can they get a coach in there who can harness him a little bit and tap into what he does best? I sure as hell hope so, for you Bears fans especially. Otherwise, I mean, Swift did about as good as he could against that defense. 19 for 79, played through injury, caught a ball for 10 yards. Wasn't a good fantasy day, but he battled through it. And by the way, DJ Moore had 8 catches, even though it was only for 46 yards. 8 catches on 8 targets is solid. The other game was pretty tough to watch. Probably the biggest thing on the Vegas side is Sincere McCormick did injure his ankle and left the game. He still could be a potential add this week. If he doesn't go, though, I want nothing to do with that backfield. I don't want Alexander Mattison. Oh, I know Amir Abdullah scored a touchdown in this game. I still don't want anything to do with him. It's the fantasy football semifinals. On the other side, Kirk Cousins definitely looks his age. And I don't think this is he'll be better next year because he'll be a year removed from the injury. He'll also be a year older, and he's already an old quarterback. He'll be 37 years old next season. He turns 37 in August. It's a rough situation, but I think seeing the season play out the way it did, and they're still in it. They could still make a run at the postseason here, but seeing the way the season has played out, it makes so much sense why they drafted Michael Penix. I mean, it was way too early for my liking, but I think they knew they had a very short shelf life on Kirk Cousins. They didn't even know if he was necessarily going to be able to start in the beginning of the season. And yeah, he just looks like an older quarterback. Like, he's still going to have a 4,000-yard season. He may have equal interceptions and touchdowns when it's all said and done. He threw another pick in this one, 9 in his last 5 games. But at least he got a touchdown for London. Bijan kind of Derek dilemma'd us here. 22 for 125 is great. Doesn't score a touchdown. Caught one ball for 10 yards. So a great football game, not a great fantasy game because he doesn't score a touchdown and he doesn't catch any passes out of the backfield. It's going to happen. Remember, Derek dilemma actually means a good thing. It means he didn't crap the bed. He just didn't give us fantasy points. Like, he had a good game, just didn't give us a lot of fantasy points. So anyway, there's your bow tied on week 15 in the NFL. So let's get over to the injury information here. Probably the biggest two stories would be David Montgomery and Patrick Mahomes. Let's start with Montgomery. He's done for the season. Knee surgery on the MCL. This sucks. The timing is terrible. It's especially bad if you, for some reason, had the over on his season-long player prop. He finished with 775 in terms of rushing yards, and his line was 775 and a half. That's crazy. But player props for, you know, futures, they're such a waste of money because it was from minus 115. Like, that's just a waste of bankroll. If you're going to invest bankroll and tie it up, I would strongly suggest playing best ball and not betting on futures. But regardless, hey, you do you, whatever you find the most entertaining. But I don't find that entertaining. My money doesn't work for me that way. Anyway, with him out of the mix, yes, Jahmyr Gibbs is the lead back, but they're going to use plenty of Craig Reynolds, and there may be at least some appeal, and I'll talk about it in a minute, to adding him in, I would say, it doesn't even have to be deeper leagues. It could be regular size leagues, because he's going to give you 80-85% of David Montgomery. They're going to use him. This is a two-back system. That doesn't change just because Montgomery's out of there. So, and Reynolds has, he's a veteran. He's been around the block here for this team for a while, and he has given them some quality reps at points when he's been called upon. Mahomes, let's talk about him. So he's being called week to week by Ian Rappaport, and he said there is a possibility he is out this week. But for hearing this already, he's going to be out this week. You know, and really they don't need to play him. They're two games up on Buffalo. Technically, if they were tied record-wise, Buffalo would have the tiebreaker based on their head-to-head record, but they have a cushion. They don't have to win this week. Now, of course, they're going to want to win this week, but they don't have to win this week in order to get the bye. So why not just start Carson Wentz? Let Mahomes heal. Usually a mild high ankle sprain is what it's being called. Those are like a 2 to 4 week absence. But for Mahomes, because he's kind of a freak of nature, maybe it's a 1 to 2 week. So I wouldn't count on him this week. And then we'll see what happens going forward. Obviously, Wentz is, he's not good for everybody across the board. And I would have less confidence in Travis Kelce. Really wouldn't have that much confidence in DeAndre Hopkins or Xavier Worthy as well. Otherwise, on the injury front, we're going to be keeping an eye on Alvin Kamara through the week. So as of right now, he's undergoing further tests on his groin. They don't play until Monday, so we're not going to get a practice report until Thursday. And even then, we're not going to have maybe any clarity until Saturday on his status. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if he goes DNP on Thursday, and we know how that goes usually. People freak out over it, but it doesn't mean much. It's the combination of the three practices that we really need to look for. So we'll see. You know, we'll see on him. I'm going to talk about Kendre Miller in just a few minutes here. Otherwise, Joe Mixon is good, it sounds like. So lucky us. I mean, dodge one because he had a hip drop tackle and he did exit the game, but then came back in. I just hate those hip drop tackles, man. They really piss me off. But fortunately, we dodged one with him. Otherwise, there isn't a ton on the injury report. We're still awaiting who the Giants are going to go with at quarterback, who the Titans are going to go with quarterback, and who the Browns are going to go with at quarterback. But that's about it on that front. So, oh, by the way, let me update you on the schedule for this week. So tomorrow, I'm going to do the regular FTN Fantasy Football podcast. I've been doing those on Wednesdays during the course of the season. I know a lot of people go over there and subscribe to that and listen to that. Appreciate you guys for doing so. However, on Thursday, I'm going to do the game previews. I have a holiday thing that I do with my family every year in December. And that holiday thing, we're leaving for it on Thursday. We'll be coming back on Saturday. So I won't be around on Friday. I will not have my radio show either. So you'll get the preview show for all of the games this week. I won't do Thursday Night Football on that game, just in case you like normally listen to it on a Friday. But you'll get all those previews on the Thursday episode, and there will be no Friday episode of the podcast this week. But I still got you. Don't worry. And my computer comes with me. So I will be doing all the updates for Thursday Night Football, for the Saturday games, everything. The computer comes with me. So if you're a subscriber, don't worry. I got you. It is a family thing, but yes, I still, hey, the job is very important at this time of year. I get it. So, you know, you'll get all those projections, rankings, all that, all the goods. Okay. So let's get into waivers for this week. I'll give you the top 10. I think the clear top ad for most everybody out there, he may already be rostered. I know it stinks, but it's Jerome Ford. He's available, let's see, in 68% of ESPN leagues, just 57% of Yahoo, but that's widely enough that he may be out there. And I'd spend all my fab on him. Nick Chubb suffered a broken foot. He's done. You know, it stinks, but he's not going to play through a broken foot. And on to next year for Nick Chubb, and who knows what the future holds for him because he's now going to be 30 years old. Yeah, he's fully recovered from the knee issue, but now he has this additional. I mean, the nice thing about breaks is that it's a fairly standard recovery. It's not, soft tissue can be all over the place. Breaks aren't, But still, I mean, he's up there in age. So anyway, Jerome Ford. Now, keep in mind, I'm not going to go bananas on him. He's still probably just going to be a flex play because they're not good. We don't even know if it's, like I said, we don't know who the starter is. Is it Jameis? Is it DTR? If it's DTR, they're not even going to move the football. Barely. So it's not the best, but honestly, any running backs at this time of year are welcome. Now, Kendre Miller is too. And he'll be close to Ford if Kamara doesn't play. Now, that's still an if, but I still think I would go out and spend as much as I have. And I promised I would talk a little bit about, you know, your strategy on waivers this week. So let's get into that. Like, right now, there are four teams left in most leagues out there. I know some people have different, like, playoff setups, or maybe you're in a points only. But for the most part, we're talking generally to the leagues out there who start their playoffs in week 15, their semifinals in week 16, their championships in week 17, right? You're competing against four teams on waivers. But really, you're only competing against one team this week. And it's the team you're playing, right? That's the team you're facing not only in the game, but in waivers. And we want to keep that in mind. So tonight, before you do waivers, and by the way, like, just no reason to save your priority really ever, but especially tonight, get yourself some sleep. You don't need to wake up at 3 a.m. So tonight, before you put in your claims, take a very close look at what your opponent has and doesn't have. What do they need? You know, if they have Alvin Kamara, for example, I'm going to spend everything on Kendre Miller. Now, if one of my other opponents out there has him, like, you know, in the other semifinal and they have Kamara, all right, well, it's not really as much of a priority. Maybe I still go after him, but really I'm focused on putting up blockers for my opponent. Like, this is definitely a week where we use blockers. This is also a week where, you know, we're coming to the end of the line on handcuffing. There's no such thing as rest of season. There's no such thing as stashing right now. You could still grab a Blake Corum or somebody like that, but really, we're not as concerned about those things. Like, you could throw a dart at some of those running backs and maybe you catch lightning in a bottle next week, but you still got to even get to next week. So that's got to be the focus. Let's use the bench accordingly to ensure as much as we can in terms of our chances of getting to next week. So again, like, if your opponent, I mean, they probably didn't have Nick Chubb, or they probably weren't using Nick Chubb, but if, you know, they need running back, Jerome Ford, Kendre Miller are the top options. I do like Tajay Spears as the next guy, but I don't love him. He only had 10 touches this past week. I mean, 10 touches is decent, but it's not, like, sustainable to the production he put up last week. 15 to 30% is all I'm willing to go on him. Then from there, at number four, I have Jalen McMillan. I always say it takes 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks is a trend. Well, he did it in 2 weeks. So now it is a bit of a trend there for McMillan. And I like that. You know, I like the fact that he commanded more targets this past week. I like the fact that Baker Mayfield is playing the way that he is. All of it adds up to McMillan potentially being a flex option or better in what could very well be a shootout for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against Dallas on Sunday night. Like, Dallas can put enough points on the board with Cooper Rush under center to stay in that game, and that's good for the Tampa passing game. I really like the Tampa passing game this week. Haven't done rankings yet, but I figure, you know, Mike Evans probably going to be pretty high. Baker Mayfield seems likely to be a top 12, but again, I'll get to rankings when I do this afternoon, and you get those at ftnfantasy.com. Back-to-back tight ends, Brenton Strange and Stone Smart. So Brenton Strange had 11 catches. Now, I don't expect that kind of volume again, but that wasn't the first time we saw him pop this season. Like, he's obviously going to be behind Evan Engram when Engram is healthy, but Brenton Strange isn't bad. I mean, going back to his time at Penn State, like, he's not bad at all. So he would be the priority over Stone Smart. I don't think Will Dissly plays this week. He went DNP in the first practice of the week. I really doubt that he plays. So get another week of Stone Smart. And Stone Smart is not bad either. Both of them are very good streamer options. At number seven, I have Craig Reynolds. So, you know, as I was saying earlier, he will step in. He's not David Montgomery, but if he gives us 80 to 85% of David Montgomery, he's going to be potentially a flex option in that offense. We know is potent. They get down there, you know, he gets a goal line carry. He's popped a few runs in the course of his career. And the thing I like about Craig Reynolds right now, he's fresh. You know, he hasn't had a lot of carries this season. What is he at? A dozen carries? So he's fresh. You step him in. He is definitely second fiddle to Jahmyr Gibbs. He's not David Montgomery, but he could be, you know, like I said, if he's 80 to 85% of him, That's not bad in that offense. Romeo Doubs at 8. I'm going 7 to 15% there. The only problem I have here is I just can't trust any of the Packers receivers in any given week. I like them, but it could be four dudes any given week. Any one of the four. Could be a Jaden Reed week. Could be a Watson week. Could be a Doubs week. Heck, it could be a Wicks week. Or it could be none of them and Tucker Kraft and Josh Jacobs do all the scoring, right? Any given week, it's all over the map. So I want to be really careful with that. Sincere McCormick, I still have it 9, but we want to keep an eye today. I don't have any news on the ankle. He did suffer that ankle issue in the game last night. And, you know, if he's healthy, he's still the lead back, but there's no guarantees there. So I would be pretty light on him. If he was fully healthy, he'd be right up there with Jerome Ford, but he is obviously not fully healthy. And then the best streaming quarterback I'm seeing this week is Aaron Rodgers. I like what we saw last week. And, you know, moving forward into this contest, you know, he can throw the ball around the yard a little bit. He's obviously got it working now with Davante Adams. You can throw on the Rams. I mean, obviously last week was a little unique given the weather conditions for San Francisco. I'm not going to really hold that against them. But then the week before that, they gave up a big line. You can throw on the Rams a little bit. And I think there's a little bit of a chip on the shoulder there for Aaron Rodgers in terms of what he has to prove to finish this season out. Obviously looking to continue his career next year. Maybe pad those historic stats that he's had with Davante Adams. And he's also closing in on 500 passing touchdowns for his career. Kind of looks like his old self right now. So if I had to stream, if I was desperate, I think he could do worse than Rodgers. Okay, that is going to do it for today. Like I said, I'll be on the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast feed tomorrow. And then Thursday, we'll do the game previews for, I'll do 15 games in that one. The Saturday games, all Sunday slate, and Monday. We won't talk about the Thursday night football game. But just keep an eye on that one. As of right now, it looks like we're, you know, maybe we'll be without Disley. Quentin Johnson's a little banged up. I don't think anybody's using him. Ladd McConkey, I don't know if he was even on the estimated practice report, so that's great. I think we should be good there. It's going to be a fascinating game between Denver and the Chargers. All right, that does it for me. At Jeff Ratcliffe on Twitter /X, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Instagram, at Jeff Ratcliffe on Blue Sky. And I'll catch you on Thursday on this feed, on the FTN feed tomorrow. All right, I'm Jeff and I'm out.